This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The majority of Illinois' Democratic congressional delegation are backing Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's presidential nominee this fall. Those in the pro-Harris camp include every Democratic member of the U.S. House from Chicago and the collar counties. Illinois' two Democratic U.S. senators, Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, were silent about Harris in statements they released yesterday. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is praising President Biden for ending his re-election campaign. In a statement, the billionaire Democrat says Biden restored dignity back to the White House. Notably, Pritzker did not endorse Vice President Kamala Harris to replace Biden on the Democratic ticket. Pritzker has appeared on many shortlists of possible Biden replacements. The funeral for a 36-year-old Springfield woman shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy was held Friday. Sonia Massey's father, James Wilburn, spoke at the funeral.
The last words out of my baby's mouth. As I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. There's no doubt in my mind that my baby is resting in the arms of Jesus.
Massey had called 911 earlier this month to report a possible intruder when then Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson came to her home and shot her. Grayson, who has since been fired, now faces murder charges. At 10 this morning, Sangamon County officials are supposed to release body camera footage of the night Massey was killed. The private foundation, the Commonwealth Fund, released a healthcare scorecard saying Illinois is doing better than average in giving women access to quality care that leads to solid outcomes. But there is room for improvement. Senior scientist David Radley says some findings about women of reproductive age, ages 18 to 44, were alarming. 16% in that group skipped medical care they felt they needed because of cost, and 22% did not have a regular source of care.
I think this is a big deal for a couple of reasons. When somebody doesn't have a regular doctor, it means they have a harder time accessing some of those cancer screenings. They have a harder time, maybe with disease management if they happen to have a chronic disease, and that really can affect the quality of care.
He says the state should focus on reaching out to women who are uninsured and helping them get health care. Algorithms many colleges use to make admissions decisions may be racially biased, according to a new analysis. WBEZ spoke with a local professor involved in the research. University of Illinois Chicago faculty member Hadi Sanahida says the algorithms colleges use to predict student success are based on historic data that reflects racial disparities.
If you use that model, then you may not give admission to a Black student and would give more admissions to white and Asian students. Why? Because the model predicts more success for those students.
Anahita says colleges need to mitigate this bias in order not to reproduce racial disparities. Something else you should know today. The surviving Piper Plover chick at Montrose Beach has a new name, Nagamo. The name means he or she sings in the Ojibwe language. The Chicago Piping Plovers volunteer group says the endangered birds are known for their Piplo song. Nagamo is the only surviving chick from parents Imani and Sea Rocket, who hatched 4 chicks this summer. Today's weather, it will be a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 80 degrees. And tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. That's it for now. Later today, with Wicker Park Fest coming up this weekend, and this being the 40th anniversary of Chicago-born house music, The Rundown is talking about the history of house all week. First with DJ Lady D, who will be spinning at Wicker Park Fest on Sunday. She tells Rundown host Aaron Allen about some common misconceptions of house music.
It doesn't pain me to say it, but it probably pains people to hear that Beyonce, with her Renaissance album, put house music in the lexicon of people's world.
In a way, you're right. Yeah.
Nobody in the mainstream was talking about house music before Renaissance. I'm so sorry.
That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.